Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm glad to have you here, and I am appreciative of your time. I realize you have a lot of Bible teachers you could be listening to here on this radio or via a podcast, and you have chosen God Is. Thank you. I hope that if you benefit from our time together, then you will do three things. First, you will pray for us. By us, I mean pray for yourself, that God will speak to you. Pray for other listeners, that God will speak to them. And pray for me, that the Holy Spirit will give me wisdom, discernment, and skill in teaching accurately the Bible. Second, my desire is that you will share this ministry with others. Who do you know that will benefit from learning about the living and one true God? Will you ask those persons to download this podcast and or to tune in their radios at this time on this fine station? The free podcast can be found at our website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And third, if this ministry has blessed you in some way, will you write to me and say so? You can easily reach me by email, mark@godisministry.org. And by regular mail, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses will be repeated later. So pray for us, tell others about us, and write to me. I want to thank you in advance for doing so. As we continue now with God and Abraham, his name still being Abram, in Genesis 12, verses 4 through 9, I remind you of this insight I shared with you on Tuesday. When God makes a promise to us, we must never assume that means the promise will be immediately fulfilled. That's first. And second, we must never assume there will not be danger for us while God is fulfilling his promise. On Tuesday, we talked about both points, and yesterday the first. Today, I want to pick up this second lesson from the life of Abram. In Genesis 12, and really throughout his life, we find that God definitely allowed for danger, sometimes even brought Abram specifically into realms of danger. Abram, faithfully following God, encounters trouble. This was not unusual for him, and it is not unusual for all God's children. Genesis 12, verse 6, let me get this fresh on our minds. Genesis 12, 6 says, "Now the Canaanite was then in the land." And you may well read that and blow right through it, continuing on with the story. But for Moses, whom I believe wrote Genesis, this is actually a valuable insight into the danger Abram and his family faced. Oh yes, as we have established, God is in the process of fulfilling his promises to Abram, and yet, as those are being fulfilled, here lies a danger. The Canaanites were a satanic, evil people who hated God, and therefore any friend of God's was not a friend of them. So that we capture a picture of who the Canaanites were and what a threat they posed to our father Abraham, let's get God's perspective on the Canaanites by turning over to Exodus chapter 23, beginning at verse 23. I will read down through verse 33. This is actually quite easy to remember. Exodus 23, verses 23 through 33. This is the Lord speaking out his instructions to Israel regarding the land and what he will do to the enemies there, including the Canaanites. "For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will completely destroy them. You shall not worship their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their deeds, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their sacred pillars in pieces. But you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. There shall be no one miscarrying or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion all the people among whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. I will send hornets ahead of you so that they will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites before you. I will not drive them out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. I will fix your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the wilderness to the river Euphrates. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them or with their gods. They shall not live in your land, because they will make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Talk about God's promises. These are powerful. And I trust you get the point. Canaanites so defy the God that they have to be destroyed. Otherwise, they will make the Israelites sin against Yahweh. Let me just highlight a couple of verses. Exodus 23, verse 24. You shall not worship their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their deeds, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their sacred pillars to pieces. Canaanites are idolaters. They worship false gods, which, as always, is really just the worship of the devil. God is going to send his terror, including hornets, to bring judgment on these people. Hornets? My wife and I recently watched a documentary on those murder hornets. A vicious killer. I was reminded of the murder hornets when I read the text at verse 28. Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33. You shall make no covenant with them or with their gods. They shall not live in your land, because they will make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Notice the word covenant is used, and their gods. Now you can see why I said the Canaanites were a satanic, evil people. God said he is going to drive them out. But that's in Exodus. I bring us back to Genesis 12, verse 6, which says, "Now the Canaanite was then in the land." J. Vernon McGee, in his usual way, says this: "A great many people think that Abram left a terrible place in Ur of the Chaldees and came to a land of corn and wine, a land of milk and honey, where everything was lovely. They think that Abram really bettered his lot by coming to this land. Don't you believe it? That is not what the Bible says. And through archaeology, we know that Ur of the Chaldees had a very high civilization during this time. In fact, Abram and Sarah might well have had a bathtub in their home. Ur was a great and prosperous city. Abram left all of that and came into the land of Canaan, and the Canaanite was then in the land. The Canaanite was not civilized. He was a barbarian and a heathen, if ever there was one. Abram's purpose in coming to Canaan was certainly not to better his lot. He came in obedience to God's command." End quote. So here is Abram, and he is now in Canaan, at that time, the land full of Canaanites. The promise of God still stands. This land will belong to Abram and his descendants, but not yet. Likewise, God has made his promises to you and me. And yet, there are still dangers all around us. The truth is, we actually live in a very dangerous world. whether there be a physical war such that is now being fought in the world, or the ever-present spiritual war that rages against each and every Christian, God does not wipe away all these threats. He allows for them to exist, or he intentionally places some of them there for us to contend with. But the Lord never leaves us to ourselves and our own devices. He is with us. He gives unto us his presence and his voice to safely carry us through these dangers. And how do I know that? Why, it is because of what happens to Abram in verse 7 of Genesis 12. Until now, we've skipped over this verse, but now we return to it. Verse 7 says, "The Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your descendants I will give this land.'" Dear friends, we must never assume there will not be danger for us while God is fulfilling his promises to us. He is there, and he is doing his ministry, but in front of us are perils and hazards. And let me ask, what are you dealing with this day, even at this very minute? Is your faith in Christ even being rocked pretty hard by some threat or some kind of danger? Maybe you feel completely devastated, backed into a corner, and fresh out of strength to even try and continue. Perhaps you had been told, sold on the idea that if you will just have enough faith in God, all your problems will go away. Did you hear that from a preacher or a teacher in a church, on the radio, the TV, the internet, or from some book you read? Did a family member tell you this? Well, they did not tell you the truth. So I invite you to come on back again tomorrow as we find out who God is and what he does for us amidst the danger. He is with us. What does he do for us? Join me then for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.